Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Not only chronicling the threats to humanity and the species, but trying to let you understand and show you examples of how much power you do have and how we can resist these tyrants. This is such an important topic. I've suspended calls. We will have a whole show or two next week. They're nothing but calls. I've already told my professor, thinking of Dr. Nick Begich. He's also been a professor. Dr. Begich, looking at this, please continue with the solutions. But going back, that's what I found. I mean, people really are, when you get to the higher levels, none of them are atheists. They'll put that out on the surface, but really powerful people are either driven by good, and that's generally the minority, or they're driven by darkness, and they literally thrive off of pain and suffering and the exertion of power, or as O'Brien says in 1984, pressing on the nerve of power for power's sake, ripping apart humanity. What is this expression, and your study being around these people, it's just amazing. Well, what's happening here?
You know, it's really simple. I mean, it's so simple. It's either people are motivated by their own flesh, I mean, really, in terms of what they do in these combinations that are done in secret. I mean, you see people that are, they're the whoremongers of the world, or you see those that are motivated by spirit. And there's a very big difference in these characters in terms of how they manifest with their works in the world, and you see it. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to analyze what someone is doing by their actions. Forget what they say. Let's look at what they've done and what they do, and you see the destructive nature of it and the lack of constructive...
The fruits!
Exactly right. And you can tell exactly who the players are. And the interesting thing is... this whole idea of generating fear, it's really to keep those other attributes that we have from manifesting. And this is why we need to understand it so we can start to resist it. You know, the quantum modeling of the brain, each of us is...
Yeah, you've been trying to get into quantum modeling. Go ahead.
Everyone is a quantum computer, whether you realize it or not. Now, let me tell you what a quantum computer can do in the real world. The latest supercomputers, not quantum computers, they can take 6.6 billion people with a hand calculator every 5 seconds doing a calculation for 60 hours will do what our average supercomputers today will do in a second. Well, think about this. 6.6 billion people every 5 seconds doing a calculation for 60 hours does what a supercomputer does in a second. Now, a quantum computer does what all those people do for a trillion years in 1 hour.
And we have exponential growth. You know, they've been saying for 10 years it's every 2.5 years. Isn't computing and storage data, it's well surpassed the 2.5 year
deadline? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And when you get quantum computing, and they just announced the very first ones of these for commercial application will be available by 2010, which tells me they're probably at some level already available. But the fact is, this will kill every encryption system in the world, instantly can be read. All data links can be sorted. It'll almost have a form of intelligence that surpasses what we think of as miraculous.
And what are the elites doing? This is key. The elites are networking everything, going to pure drone aircraft,
right.
and that's another danger when they have these drone aircraft and drone drop troops and the rest of it. Then a tiny elite can wage war and do 9/11 style stuff without anybody stopping them. This is just hell on earth we're talking about.
It is, and it's being, and then when you look at the hacking of the human mind with quantum computing, what you'll be able to do is look at what the brain is doing as a person originates a thought or a feeling or an emotion in three dimensions, be able to take that and then create a complex signal that will impose it on others. This is the direction of the science.
And you'll think it's even your own thought. The brain, I mean,
absolutely.
These computers... A computer can be assigned to each person, or even the millions are so powerful, and literally be calculating while your brain works and be relaying the information. It's total mind control. Dr. Nick Begich, let's talk about the implications of this and how to stop it when we get back. This is the Real World 2007. Yes, we are in the future. We're living it now.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
He's got another interview coming up in about 20 minutes there in Alaska with some corruption with the oil companies. I'm going to get him to spend a few minutes on that before he leaves us. Dr. Nick Begich, we've got huge Oklahoma City news coming up as well with Jesse Trinity, the lawyer who blew that wide open because they killed his brother and he discovered it. A lot of times that's what gets you involved in this stuff, folks. Let's continue with solutions and ways to fight this. And if technology is accelerating so fast, I don't even think these elites can keep control of it. I'll say this, it's going to be a very interesting time ahead of us, isn't it?
I absolutely believe that, because they won't maintain control of it. It'll slip away from them, and it just, you know, we're going to wait and see, but there's a lot of concern about who ends up pulling the strings behind the scenes, because it's not just governments. Powerful corporations have just as much access to this technology as anyone else, maybe more, because they're the ones developing it in the first place. It's not happening in government labs. You know,
and this is how mass mind control works. They can put these systems up, start using them, and then the elites will even think they're in control, and it'll be somebody completely else running it. That's the problem with this mind control.
Right. In fact, when we went to the European Parliament on this issue back in 1998, we actually got a resolution passed that dealt with it. We explained to parliamentarians in a closed part of that meeting that the real risk is to them, because elites are the ones who are targeted first. If you can co-opt the leadership, the rest of the country usually folds. So when you think about it, you know, because people are under this illusion of following their leadership and not challenging them when they're out of line, and here's what the European Parliament passed in their resolution A4-0005/99, and I quote, it calls for an international convention introducing a global ban on all developments and deployments of weapons which might enable any form of manipulation of human beings. Because even, and that's the quote, but even thinking about this, even some of the elites who recognize this threat to themselves understand clearly why it needs to change. And there are a few good people still stuck in good places, but the problem is they are in the minority. We need to raise up good leadership, and it may be too late for that. I mean,
well,
here's
a whole other area along the same lines. Remember 2 years ago, that Air Force colonel accidentally gave a classified briefing. The San Francisco Chronicle picked it up about antimatter bombs they've already built.
Right.
And then the top scientists are saying, don't test it. It could blow up the whole solar system. And they don't care. They still just built it, even though they have no idea what it potentially could do. I mean, there's just no end to this.
No, and that's why these things have been done in darkness. I mean, I say keep the technology, you know, the aspect of how to build it secret if you need to, but we ought to be conceptually talking about things so that the risks are at least looked at, and human beings, all of us on this planet, in this country, when it's our government, have a chance to weigh in on this stuff.
Because bottom line, I agree. We've got to start by raising the information level, raising the education level. That people always say, well, what's your solutions? That's basically number one. We got to get people to be, you know, concerned about mass mind control or the environment or the Second Amendment as much as they are about how their beloved Twins are doing, or you know, how the Dallas Cowboys are doing. You've got the floor for the next 10 minutes that we've got left in this segment. Any other facets, any other areas of mind control, what you think is happening with the honeybees, what real environmental threats are, solutions, the Virginia shooter, any areas, Dr. Begich?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple things. First of all, I want to encourage people to support us by getting the book and video, and then when they're done with it, send it to their U.S. senator or U.S. congressman. You know, some of them are going to be shocked when they read this material, and it's very difficult to refute, but get it to them. You know, when they get 4 or 5 copies of something showing up on a desk, somebody ends up looking at it. And if they look at our material, because it's so well documented, it becomes very compelling. And whoever is left there with any conscience at all will have to rise to the issue, because all these other issues, if we don't have freedom of the mind, they will not matter. We will not have a left or a right. We'll just have this dead center milquetoast operation where we're pacified as a population. We need freedom of the mind as a fundamental aspect of who we are as human beings preserved, and we need to at least make the effort. So on the solution side, get the material when you're done with it and get it to your U.S. senator. Become a committee of one. Send it in, and let's see if we can raise their awareness. We did a little bit in Europe. We know it can be done in the U.S. There are still enough people left in the dark who are in government service, because the bureaucracies under it, that shadow government Alex is talking about, is real. And it is the bureaucracy that just waits for the next accepting administration to go along with whatever their agenda is. But those agendas move forward year to year, administration to administration, without oversight, without controls, and now billions and billions and billions, and to date trillions of dollars of our money have been spent not to free us as a democratic republic, but to enslave us as the most slave class population ever existing on the planet. We need to stop it, and we need to stop it by becoming educated, not just emotionally charged, but educated with the facts that will carry the debate so we can end this direction. And if we're successful, great. The challenge is huge, because today we've seen new concepts introduced in warfare. One of them is preemptive warfare. Any government can develop these technologies today. Any independent contractor could develop these technologies today, and many already have. Who's going to launch the first preemptive war against America or against humanity itself? And it's an evil force loose on this planet today, and this needs to end. But it'll only end with the good conscience people of this planet starting to ask the very tough questions. We need a national and an international whistleblower mechanism where we can blow the whistle on corporations and governments that violate these various principles. We need something that will work, whether it's tied to our religious institutions, whether it's tied to ombudsmans that function. We need something that can restore some level of confidence and start to strip away the layers of secrecy that are working against free peoples across this planet right now.
And Dr. Baggage, two points I'd like you to comment on. More than anything, not just education, but saying, wait a minute, we've developed too quickly as a species, not suppressing technology, but until it's been tested, vetted, and until it's completely transparent. Everything must be transparency. Instead we have everything going the opposite into total secrecy, then it must be dismantled. And I think educating people about frequency pollution, which is now the data showing really is causing cancers and mental problems and
affecting these bee populations.
Exactly. Until we can do that, we need to slow down.
Absolutely.
Here's the problem. The elite's main drive, they claim, is to cull our population instead of using these technologies to support us, and instead of using education to slow the growth and then stop it, which, clearly, until we can export populations for colonization, it needs to be slowed down. But once you put those powers in these people's hands, it's going to be used for naught. They want to use the mass mind control so they can carry out the population reductions and really horrible forms of tyranny. And this elite has shown themselves to not be fit to clean toilets. So can you comment on the two points I just made?
Absolutely. You're dead on right. I mean, it is about ultimately control. It's about restricting our higher capacities as human beings, the things that all of us just take for granted, our creative efforts, our intellects. But more than that, in terms of affecting populations, I don't agree with the elites. I think the planet can support as many people as are born here. It's a matter of right application of our creativity, our knowledge, in line with stewardship. And we've lost that concept, and just the opposite is manifested on this planet. Stewardship is not a statement of scarcity. In fact, quite the opposite. It's about abundance. There is so much available, and yet, where is it all going? It's going to the greedy, selfish, self-centered, flesh interests of those in charge. And there's too many of them in charge right now. You know, when you look at the solution side, ultimately we need to look inside of each of ourselves and start making some of the tougher decisions about who we are, not with anxiety, but with confidence. Recognize our callings, whatever they might be, begin to pursue them with vigor, and the higher attributes will manifest. You know, when we're engaged in fear and worry because the economics and social situations and all the stuff thrown at us by the elites from every quarter, we need to start taking stock of who we are as individuals, following our callings, and we will overcome the things that we face in this world. The things that are working against us right now is this sense of defeat and apathy. And, you know, people say, well, nobody votes, no one gets involved. You know what? I say great, because it's a lot easier to convince 6 or 7% of the people you're right than 51%. The one thing we could be doing everywhere across this country, if we want to at least keep the oars in the water, we should be pushing everywhere we can have initiatives and referendums that we go back to paper ballots, because this is the most corrupted system of all. And where we have that ability to create initiatives, some things should never be automated. Those things that are the root of democracies and democratic republics, as we know them today, have to be preserved, which means paper ballots with a real audit trail that can be hand counted. And who cares if it takes a week to find out who won, if it's confidence in who won? The other thing to watch, and the New World Order is going to try and do it here like they did in Australia, is mandatory voting, where you have to vote as a requirement to get driver's licenses, access to Social Security, all this stuff. And if you don't vote, you lose privileges. And why they want that is because most people who don't care aren't informed and are going to respond to whatever 30-second soundbite they heard on the 6 o'clock news. And we don't need
that
kind of voter.
That's going to force the mob, who was never involved, to be involved, and they'll just go with the Coca-Cola-style PR campaign.
Exactly right. And who's going to be able to challenge that and raise the money to run campaigns and challenge that? Nobody. And that's why you see what's happened in Australia as a archetype for what can happen here. The confiscation of guns, the reduction in civil liberties, and then the teeth of it is you either vote which means you buy our propaganda and accept our propaganda, or you go without. And that is not the way of free people.
I agree. I want to come back and get you to talk about the environment a little bit, and then briefly get into the scandal brewing up there with the oil and gas that supplies much of this country's energy needs. Dr. Nick Begich is our guest. The book is Controlling the Human Mind. The video is Mind Control, available at InfoWars.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Final segment with Dr. Nick Begich. You know, he was talking about people that are property or flesh-based. It's not saying you don't want a nice house or a nice car or a shelter, but when you worship it, I mean, I watch politicians, I watch video of global summits, they actually enjoy people worshiping them and people complimenting them, and they get off on it. You see them literally putting their teeth together and going, they're like feeding on it. And frankly, to me, that's annoying and embarrassing. I want to just be let alone and go swimming and go out in the woods or spend time with family. You got to understand, folks, normal people are like that. The globalists, these elites are really an aberrant subspecies that you find in all of these subraces, you know, black, white, it doesn't matter, or, you know, all the varieties and derivations. And it's almost like a malfunctioning humans in more complex societies get in control because they're willing to violate their basic human programming. Dr. Begich, do you agree with that statement?
I do indeed. In fact, the elites prefer people to be basically a little dull intellectually and more involved in what satisfies them personally. I mean, the corruption cases that are going on right here in Alaska, I mean, when people found out how cheap these politicians sold their votes for billions of dollars in tax consequences. They sold them, you know, for prices that you could have put it in the Sears catalog. Forget the Neiman Marcus catalog. You could have put these guys up for sale like a piece of collateral. And, I mean, the joke around town has been, hey, if they knew they were so cheap, good people could have bought them for maybe some good outcomes. The sad story is,
give us a quick briefing on, because you're about to have to go on another show.
That's right. The thing that has happened here is the oil and gas industry has been caught pushing and bribing, and they've actually confessed. VECO executives just confessed and pled guilty to bribery and conspiracy. They apparently pled guilty 8 months ago and have been tape recording everyone's conversations. They just brought down three other legislators in Alaska, two ex-legislators. One of the guys I ran against 2 years ago, Speaker of the House, is in shackles in jail. One of the seated members of the legislature is still sitting in the legislature, was indicted. And the senior senator from Alaska, Ted Stevens, who people remember for his comments on the Internet as being a group of tubes or for the bridges to nowhere, his son, president of the state Senate last time around, is implicated for taking over $250,000 in what VECO is purporting were bribes to vote on certain issues and orchestrate our state Senate. What we have here in Alaska, and many people don't realize it, but we are the last treasury of the nation. We have more in natural resources than the country needs to meet all domestic demand.
Gold, oil, gems, coal,
everything.
More than Saudi Arabia.
Absolutely. And what we know about what's going on here is it's a hijacking. What they've been doing is exploiting the rest of the world. They've been ratcheting down our tax structures by bribing these guys. You know, one politician relayed to me that they had heard from one of these guys that it was the best legislature money could buy, and in commenting to a labor union, the guy said, if you had $1 million, you could own one, too. And this is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. In fact,
talk about the numbers. I saw it, 3,000, 5,000. I mean, chicken feed.
Pennies, just pennies. And my brother, his mayor of Anchorage, is going to be putting forward some legislation on whistleblowing to apply to the private sector. I've spoken with the assistant attorney general yesterday and one of our legislators in Juneau who are going to try and put some legislation, hopefully together, on the same thing.
And you've got to go on air right now to fight these monsters. Where are you going to be on locally in Alaska?
I'm on 7:50 a.m. With a good friend, Eddie Burke, another conservative here in my community. And then later today, I'll be on GCN Live, and we're going to be talking about some of the other issues and some of the issues on mind control. We'll get back in the subject later on this afternoon. Right.
Okay,
here
Dr. Begich, the website is earthpulse.com. You wrote, of course, Earth Rising, the Revolution, and Earth Rising 2. We carry your great DVD film, Mind Control, the Brave New World, or Enhancing Human Performance, and the amazing book, Controlling the Human Mind. I hope people get it, and I really appreciate your work, sir, because you're helping, hopefully, give my children some type of future, at least some desperate chance. And we'll be talking to you very soon with a detailed analysis of man-made global warming and what's really happening with that.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it, Alex. Always a pleasure. My best to everyone. God bless you, and let's keep up the fight. We got a long way to go.
Absolutely. Again, ladies and gentlemen, when I see people just worshiping, I'm not saying you shouldn't have a nice car, but literally worshiping and getting off on the status and the, I mean, things to me are a hassle. Like, I like going out on a boat to fish, but I don't like having to mess with the boat or, you know, even comparing it with other people. I don't like having to, you know, mess with houses or clothes. But then I think, well, it's more effective if I dress nice, but I don't care what people think about me. It's so alien to me that somebody could screw someone, as they say, to get ahead. I want people just to want to work with me because I'm a nice, good person. I want to build them up, and they build me up. But people don't understand that. They think, the globalists think the pie is one size, and that they've got to control that pie to make sure they dominate it. They don't know you can make the pie as big as you want. And that's why I get so frustrated at people in our own movement that are like that. They just don't understand. And they see the world through their eyes and think everybody's like them. No, a lot of us aren't like you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Not making the money you were expecting signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more, start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have chair full of broken thoughts. I cannot repair beneath the stains of time. The feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here.
Welcome back. We're working on getting Jesse Trinidu on, lawyer, brother of a man who was killed by the FBI in custody. There's been some new developments on this case. This came out in the Desert News yesterday. Judges weigh charges of cover-up in death. Were you able to get the attorney? Fantastic. We do now have him. Judge weighs charges of cover-up in death. A Salt Lake City attorney's quest to prove his brother was murdered. There's no doubt of that. It's like asking was an A-bomb dropped on Hiroshima or Nagasaki. In federal custody, received a boost from judges in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals who expressed serious concerns over an alleged government cover-up of the case. And now he's gotten the affidavit from Nichols and others saying it was a government black op. And we already knew all that, just like with E. Howard Hunt. It fits with the exact documents we had. By the way, Monday, St. John Hunt for an hour and a half to take your calls. This is a terrible case, said the 10th Circuit Judge Robert Henry during oral arguments Wednesday. The federal government doesn't look well for it. Attorney Jesse Trinidu said in an investigation into his brother's August 95 death in a federal holding facility in Oklahoma City, he ran across what he claims was a covert effort by the FBI and U.S. Department of Justice to cover up the circumstances surrounding the death of Kenneth Trinidu. Folks, I don't want to go into what happened to his brother again, but it was grisly. And the slitting throats, electrical burns all over the body, and bruises over 90% of the body, and a skull completely crushed in, is not hanging yourself in your cell. That's like in Clinton, Arkansas. They'd machine gun cops off the road and say it was suicides. In one landfill, they cut the guy's arms and legs and head off, poured gasoline on the body, and said he committed suicide. I mean, see, there's no end to what they... And they had Fannie Malik certify it. Folks, you can't cut your head and arms and legs off and pour gasoline on yourself. It's completely impossible. It's like Cop of the Year, Terrence Yakey, stabbed to death, tortured, handcuffs. He told his partner, they're pulling me over, it's FBI guys. They torture him to death in a field, and then they say it's suicide and shoot him in the back of the head. We had Dr. Nick Bagich on, and they murdered his father, the congressman. He's still up there exposing the corruption. Last week it was St. John Hunt. They killed his mother, blew her plane up. They clearly killed Jesse Trinidu's brother. These people are murderers, and they kill people. All the time, they think nothing of it. Let's go to Jesse Trinidu. I appreciate you taking time out to join us today with these big new developments. You've had a great victory, and I thank all the folks that have been praying for you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jones, for having me on. And it's not a victory yet. That's just the argument, and the judges haven't decided the case yet. But needless
but still,
to say,
the judge saying this looks good.
It made me feel good. Let's put it that way. I've never had the court was... obviously had read everything, was well aware of the circumstances of this case, and were all over the government.
Let's go over the circumstances and what upset the court and what you're filing saying, the affidavit you've gotten. You're asking for a video affidavit. Recap it for folks.
Well, basically, it's trying to find out what happened to my brother. All the leads took me back to the Oklahoma City bombing. And it now appears that my brother was killed because he fit the description of John Doe 2, who was a man named Richard Lee Guthrie, who was found dead in federal custody much the same way as my brother.
Yeah, first they grabbed your brother, tortured him to death, and they grabbed Richard Lee Guthrie.
And Guthrie supposedly hangs himself the day before he's going to give a tell-all interview about the Oklahoma City bombing.
They killed those kids in the daycare. Why not kill your brother or Guthrie? Please continue.
Well, and so what happened is I get a couple of documents leaked to me that were from the FBI director, Louis Free, to the field office in Oklahoma talking about a sting operation they had at a place called Elohim City, and that McVeigh had called Elohim City 2 days before the bombing looking for more help to carry it out. And I filed a lawsuit to get more of those documents, and a federal judge ordered them turned over to me. And then now I'm in the process of asking the judge to let me take the deposition of Terry Nichols. Well, meanwhile, the Inspector General of the United States had supposedly done an investigation of my brother's death, which is unheard of. The Inspector General doesn't investigate the death of an inmate. They investigate the Chinese spying and the FBI crime lab in major cases, not something like this. And he sealed the report of that investigation. And to my knowledge, it's the only investigation report by the Inspector General of the Department of Justice not involving national security that's been sealed. And then Well, then I found out from talking to people who had been participating in that investigation, had been witnesses and interviewed, that they'd been told to lie, that evidence had been destroyed, and so I filed a complaint against Inspector General Fine. And I don't hear anything about my complaint. And then finally, a couple years later, I hear back from them that said that they dismissed my case. And I said, well, how could you do that? And they said, well, Inspector General Fine sent us 55 pages of evidence, and we felt that it cleared him, so we dismissed your complaint without telling you. I said, I want that evidence. And they said, you can't have it. And I said, wait a minute, this is not just someone who's a Border Patrolman or an FBI agent. This is the Inspector General of the United States Department of Justice, one of the most high-ranking, powerful people in our government. He's charged with serious crimes. The complaint's dismissed secretly, and I can't have the evidence. They said, you can't have it. So I sued to get it, and that hearing was on that issue of getting the evidence that Fine supposedly submitted to clear his name. But it's all linked to the bombing.
Now let's recap, if we can, what happened with Nichols. This is huge news, but again, it came out, got glazed over, like the Hunt news, just like the BBC news with Building 7. So we're resurrecting that, and then let's get into the new development.
Well, the amazing thing to me, Mr. Jones, is how no one but you and one or two other people, and most of you, picked up that story, the significance of the fact that Terry Nichols had written to then-Attorney General Ashcroft and said, I'm willing to tell you everything. And they immediately, Ashcroft and the Department of Justice, issue an order that Nichols is not allowed to talk to the media.
Yeah, they gag him. I'll tell you who the bad guys are. Gag that man.
And basically, Mr. Nichols wants to tell what happened and the role of the United States government, especially the FBI, in the bombing, that they had informants throughout. There were a lot of people who helped McVeigh. The informants were actually robbing banks and armored cars with McVeigh to get the money to build the bomb. One of the informants, I think, was the explosives instructor who taught him how to make the bomb. And according to Nichols, the detonators came from an FBI informant.
Well, and then also McVeigh talked about how he'd been brought out of the military and brought into secret black ops. Can you elaborate on that?
All I know is he, and I can't say if it's true or not, but at least from two different sources, McVeigh told people that he was working for the government, that he had been recruited and was to go underground and infiltrate the militia Patriot movement. He told Terry Nichols that, and he told a man he was on death row with.
And that's what he did. With no job for years, he roamed all over the country to every gun show, every militia meeting, Waco. He's everywhere.
And I heard something, too, and I can't verify this is true or not. Maybe someone in your audience will know about it. But I got a call from someone after your story broke on that, telling me about an op, and I don't know if this is true, that there was an FBI operation in place in the early 1990s when McVeigh supposedly was recruited, and when this man named Strassmeyer from Germany showed up in this country, called PATCON, P-A-T-C-O-N, Patriot Conspiracy. The objective was to infiltrate the militia Patriot movement. I can't find anything.
Well, I don't know about
that
particular name, but I know there was a huge, now declassified program where if you were at a militia meeting, half the people there were feds, usually leading it and calling for violence.
Well, this all I know is someone told me that was an operation in place at the time all this was happening.
Well, that's how you discredit a movement, is you infiltrate it and then lead it into violence and into heinous acts and into robberies in the name of the greater good to then burn the entire name.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that the FBI knew in advance about the plan to blow up the Murrow Building and that their people were actually provocateurs.
Well, look at Hal. Their own informants would try to stop it and they'd arrest him.
I thought what was intriguing about her testimony was that she warned them 4 months beforehand about it.
And that's on record. They can't debate that. Now, as any CIA black op, they're going to have a lot of confusion and multi-layers, like Kennedy, Cubans, Mafia, CIA, regular hitmen. Of course, they had some Arabs running around, too. That's just a little added black op. I mean, I would expect they'd probably have a traveling circus, too, I mean, added to it. That's just what they do. So the general mind can't grasp cloak and dagger because it's got so many layers and fogs and mist that are artificially added. Now, you were able to get in. Explain to folks briefly, if you can, how you were able to get in and get the interview. And then now that that some things have been sealed, can you talk about that more now or what this judge has said?
I can't yet. It's still under decision. Basically, I obtained from Mr. Nichols a series of documents implicating the FBI and the FBI informants in the bombing, and when I filed them in court, the FBI had them sealed.
But not before some of it did leak out into Utah newspapers. I tell you, and so we were able to cover it here, and of course that's McVeigh being a black op operator. Can you describe what happened in the courtroom, how the FBI lawyers are behaving, what happened in there that isn't in the newspaper?
As I said, the judges were right on top of this case, and they were immediately confronting the FBI lawyers, reminding them that the government had an obligation of truthfulness and candor to the American people, and that the American people had a right to know what the government was doing. And they didn't feel, I got the sense that they didn't feel like that was happening in this case, and it certainly wasn't. I mean, they produced to me the evidence that, first of all, they tell the judge that they had given me the evidence. Well, they gave me 55 pages, of which there were 350 words left. Everything else was blacked out. And the point I was making is this isn't national security material. This isn't war plans or anything like that. This is the so-called evidence that the Inspector General for the United States Department of Justice submits to clear himself of serious charges.
But it was war planning. This is part of the war against the American people.
Well, that may very well be, but that the judges were certainly not very, didn't seem to me very receptive to that.
Now, the past judges has continually ruled in your favor. Who are these new judges? Because a lot of times, you know, judges will act like, for the record, that they did, you know, that they were judicious and did weigh everything, and they'll do a public spanking and then basically slap on the wrist. What's your feel as an experienced counselor and attorney on where this is going to be going?
Well, you can't predict what the court's going to do, but these are decent people and bright people, and they'd obviously done their homework. And they certainly didn't seem to be very receptive to what the government had to say.
Yeah,
I think that's part of the times now. I think after 9/11, immediately no one wanted to say anything bad about the government, but I think by now we've all come to realize that the government's abused that goodwill.
Yeah, that's what happened, is they had 9/11, and boy, they just took it too far, didn't they? Because, I mean, I think their credibility's blown, and I don't think when they put Hillary in that's going to help. I don't think it's going to help when they put that creature in. I think people are going to know immediately. I don't think this tag team dog and pony show of tag team wrestling is going to work anymore, Mr. Trinidad.
Well, I'm concerned that the cover-up of the Oklahoma City bombing went right to the White House in the Clinton-Reno administration.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that to run a cover-up at that level would have to be that successful.
Well, I've got to say this for Bush. They don't go around just killing all the reporters and people that attack him. I have really been watching, and they've killed some, but it hasn't been one-hundredth. The Clintons just murdered anybody that talked about him, basically. I mean, who really got into real stuff. And I mean, it is concerning to see Hillary approaching. I mean, I think that this is just hubris with the Bushes, but with the Clintons, I mean, they're really scary folks.
Well, I'm thinking the true story of the Oklahoma bombing ever got out, those chickens would certainly go home to roost with the Clintons.
We have to do whatever it takes to keep her out of office. Do you agree with that statement?
I'm not very political, but she's the same. Mrs. Clinton is not my choice.
Oh, man, I tell you, what a horrible choice they're going to give us. One of these Republicans versus Hillary, it's got to be Ron Paul. Well, sir, I just know you're a very busy man, and as this develops, thank you for coming on and giving us updates. We'll all keep praying for you. Anything else you'd like to add?
I just think that your listeners should get a hold of the Judiciary Committee for the United States Senate and demand that they do something. I mean, this story is not a secret anymore. It's just the major media outlets just won't look at it. They're afraid of it, I think.
Well, it's up to our listeners, who I ask an awful lot from, to get the stories, to get the articles we put out, to get the newest one, and to continue to make it a big story. We are having an effect. It is an uphill battle, but we are making progress. And none of us are safe while these killers are on the loose. And they're going to carry out more attacks unless we stop them. And that's why what you're doing, for not just for your brother, but for the rest of the country and the world, is so important. Jesse Trinidad, thanks for spending time with us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Yeah, the article's Judge Weighs Charges of Cover-Up and Death. Desert Morning News came out yesterday. It's up on Infowars.com. Now, it's up to you. You got to carry the ball, folks. We're all in this fight together. You got to carry the ball. We'll be right back with the final segment. Stay with me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I'll be back on the radio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hope you'll come out and join us. In closing, we need to get an article done on this. There is a shadow government. It has been set up. And now Bush doesn't even trust the Homeland Security Office to run his martial law system under the executive orders and criminal activities. Now it's being brought directly under the president. I guess you take all the power from the other agencies in Congress illegally, and then you put it into an agency, and then you just remove it to yourself. I mean, this is the Fuhrer precept here, the Fuhrer principle. It says Bush changes continuity plan. Administration, not DHS, Department of Homeland Security, would run shadow government. President Bush issued a formal national security directive yesterday, ordering agencies to prepare contingency plans for a surprise decapitating attack for the federal government and assigned responsibility for coordinating such a plan with the White House. Oh, man, that makes you be in a lot of danger, Congress, to have that be set up against you. Caesar has definitely crossed the Rubicon a long time ago. Now he's entering Rome. The prospect of a nuclear bomb being detonated in Washington without warning, whether smuggled in by terrorists or a foreign government, has been cited by many security analysts as a rising concern since September 11, 2001 attacks. The order makes explicit that the focus of federal worst-case planning involves a covert nuclear attack against the nation's capital. In contrast with Cold War assumptions, the long-range strike would be preceded by a notice of minutes or hours as missiles were fueled and launched. Yes, the missiles they handed out to everybody. As a result of the systematic, and it says asymmetric, threat of environment, adequate warning of potential emergencies could pose, significant risk to the homeland might not be available, and therefore all contingency planning shall be based on the assumption that no such warning will be received, states the 72-page paragraph. So instead of being decentralized, it's totally centralized, the opposite of what you want for decapitation. This is the worst thing you want for a real decapitation attack by an outside group. It's perfect if it's going to be run by the executive controlled by the New World Order. And it's all talk about nukes, but the real meat and potatoes is the formation of this. The statement added emphasis on will be well placed upon geographic dispersion, leadership, staff, and infrastructure, and it goes on. After the 2001 attacks, Bush assigned up 100 senior civilian managers to rotate secretly locations outside Washington for weeks or months at a time to ensure the nation's survival. That's why Cheney disappears for weeks at a time. And it goes on to say, it is now evolved into a shadow government that evolved based on long-standing continuity of operations. And I'm out of time. It gets into the real meat and potatoes here in the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 paragraphs. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. In closing, I'm honored to be your host. I am humbled to be your host. I do my best job here, and I want to thank all of the best job I can. I certainly fall down every day, and I appreciate you helping me. And if it wasn't for you, the listeners, we would not be able to do what we do. And if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. And I just appreciate all of you out there, and I appreciate and I need your prayers. My staff needs your prayers. I want to thank my crew. I want to thank the network, Genesis. I want to thank everybody out there. We all need to work together against the New World Order. None of us are going to agree with everything each other say, but we have to move forward and know that we need to reduce the size of government, get local control, create transparency, and punish the perpetrators of terror attacks, remove the mercury from the vaccines, you know, save the bee population, basic stuff. And we can have a lot better world, a lot safer world. If not, you know, the other choice is not a choice at all. Total dehumanization, a new dark age. Please go to InfoWars.com and support us by getting the books and videos we carry. Or you can call the toll-free number, 888-253-3139. And don't forget the great activist tool that is PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen, 15 cents a day. Go download all the films and TV shows. We got 3 special reports going up the next 3 days that we've been putting together over the last week. All right, that's it. Have a great weekend. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.